microwaved coffee.
Cool. Yeah, I don't do well with heat.
I
get very dramatic. Like, I'm just... Kyle's always looking at me and he's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, you know.
I'm dying.
Yeah.
You know how bad. Like, I just... Any minor activity in heat and I'm, like, drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
And it's, like, terrible. I take three showers a day. It's horrible.
My friend moved to North Carolina and he's just like, it's humid. It's hot. Like, it's just... I'm like, I would not be able to live there. I don't think I can live in the East Coast.
No, I mean, I did.
I think I need to move to Canada.
Yeah. I did, I got the nice part. I got the winter.
Yeah.
Which is fucking great. I could be frozen solid and I'm like, I'm happy. I'm okay. Like, I'll make it work, you know? But,
yeah, he said it was raining.
Oh, yeah.
And
it gets super, but here's the thing, I know I didn't get the worst of it because I left in July, right? So I didn't get to August to really that the time, but I did not feel from the experience from the humidity I experienced, I didn't feel it was that different from here.
Yeah.
Although they do tell me that it gets worse, but I'm like, I don't know. So far, it seems just as humid in San Diego than it does here. Like it wasn't like I've been to Puerto Vallarta one time during summer. That was bad. That was like you can't breathe because it's so humid and hot. And I'm like, okay, it wasn't like that.
Yeah, that's what he was telling me. It was like you basically like you could feel it in the air, like when you breathe. And then he was like saying that the grass, like you could basically see the steam coming off the grass.
Yeah, it's from really it
being, like moist. Like, that's insane. Like, he was like, you should move here. And I was like, no, thanks.
No, hell no. I know. Please, Rachel's moving to North Carolina.
Yeah, that's where they moved.
Because like, she showed us a picture of the house. Mm-hmm. They're getting, like, a new build. And so it hasn't been, like, built yet. Like, they're not moving for me another 6 months or something. But we saw the house. And, of course, it's, like, gorgeous. And, of course, it's super cheap. And Kyle's like, let's move. I'm like, fuck no, I'm not moving there. I mean, there's a reason why we pay so much, and it's the weather. Like,
yeah,
I
guarantee you we may have to move eventually. I've been hearing that they might raise taxes.
It's like
for everything here in California, so I'm like, we might have to move.
Yeah, I know a lot of my friends like from high school, I see them now and they're in like fucking Tucson. And I'm like, yeah, I don't blame you because how can you afford a house here? Like all our friends, like none of our friends have, I mean, like you and Vanessa obviously have like a place of your own, but like we all live with people because it's impossible to afford something here. You know, it's just, it's so expensive.
Yeah, no, it sucks.
Yeah. We're almost in fall. I'm so excited. It's apple picking season soon. Can't wait.
Yeah, I just want this to be over.
I do too, yeah.
Hopefully, because I'm like, we're getting to the good part of the year.
Yeah, you'll, hang in there. I don't think it'll be that long. Like, I don't think it'll let. Normally what? We get heat to like October, depending.
Well, I'm just like everything, like Corona, everything just needs to go away before.
Yeah.
Before like
Halloween.
At the end of September. Just at the end of September, you know, just go away.
I just, the months just keep like flying by. And I'm like, this isn't over yet. I thought we'd be done by June, July. Well, I mean, we don't listen. So. Yeah.
We don't listen.
Yeah, I saw a really sad video last night. I don't know when she posted it originally. I think she posted it recently, but Sharon Stone, I don't know if you guys saw this. She like made a video pleading with people to like, stay the fuck inside and wear your mask and like take it seriously because, like, it's so sad. She lost, like, her mom and her aunt, I think, died of it, of COVID.
Oh, yeah, I think I did see that.
Yeah, and then, like, and her sister is in the hospital right now, and she's, like, she's not well. Like, she's not doing okay. Mm-hmm. And it's getting really bad, and I was like, oh my god, that's so, like, that's so sad, dude. She got, like, the, that's really, like, those are three people that are very, very close to her, and I'm like, I can't imagine. That's so fucking terrifying. But yeah, I thought, you know, I thought we'd be done by now, but I guess not.
No, I, yeah, once we hit June, I was like, yeah, this is gonna take a long
time. The whole summer, yeah, because we couldn't do it before. No, so
probably, I would say till next summer, like, maybe.
Yeah.
Not, I don't think we're gonna get over this.
No. Been enjoying some nice little refreshing cocktails though, because of the weather.
That's yeah. good. Well, I stopped. I'm cutting back on drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to make some cold brew or something because I didn't have coffee the last 2 days only because
what
I didn't want to drink hot coffee.
Oh, I never. I always have cold. I always have iced coffee.
Oh, I always.
Yeah, have, I was like, if I don't have cold brew, I make iced coffee.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, we got coffee from this place called Grounds and Hounds, where they give a proceed of the money to shippers and stuff. It's really good coffee. We got a blend called Good Boy Blend. And, yeah, it's really yeah, it makes really good cold brew.
I just keep buying beans from Dark Horse because I don't want them to go out of business.
Yeah, good. Support local.
Yeah, Dark Horse is like my favorite. So,
is that where is that one? Is that the one we went to that's inside like that marketplace?
No,
that's James.
Oh, that's James.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I've been to Dark Horse then.
Dark Horse is.
I've only been near
30th.
Oh no, I've only been to the to James and to the one downtown next to Petco.
Oh, Coffee and Tea?
No, it's called it's the one that's like all open.
Copa Vida?
Yeah, Copa Vida.
Oh, Copa Vida, yes, right.
Yeah. I've only been to those two. Yeah,
I think Copa Vida. Do they have their own coffee? I think they just serve other people's coffee, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, they do? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it's still good.
Yeah.
Oh my god, if I
Copa Vida.
I want their iced coffee right now.
Oh my gosh, that iced coffee that soda that they made me. That was good.
It's too hot.
I just want things to go back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to go to a bar and a restaurant and, like, hang out.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So.
Just buy a farm and go out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Live off the land.
Plant our own earth. Oh, I'm growing onions.
Wow.
You know, I'm getting there. And I grew some ginger.
Watch out for bunnies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot I don't of bunnies know if we in that area.
We have a lot of snails. Not so much bunnies that come in here, but yeah, a lot of slugs. Oh, mint. I have like an abundance of mint. Basil. I grew some basil.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the bunnies come out at night. They're nocturnal.
Oh.
And they'll
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they'll eat your veggies. So, this is Microwave Coffee, and I'm Ivan Ortega.
Woo!
And I'm Kishan Sandy.
And I'm Justin Park.
Justin's delirious.
I'm losing it.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Really hot in California if you're not from California, and you're probably somewhere else. And
you're probably if you're somewhere else, it's probably worse for you.
If you're
it's
probably worse, you're in AC
complaining because it's so hot.
Yeah. You have to understand that we've never been anywhere else, and we're delicate little California flowers. And if
I mean,
just
it is like in the 90s.
It's pretty hot.
It's
no matter where you live,
hot.
It's pretty hot.
Like 90s, it's hot. Actually, last Saturday we went to my cousin's house in Rosarito. And it was nice. It was not.
It's
it was like
so
the wind
nice
was
down
cool.
There.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Nice.
Dare I say, even a bit chilly in the evening.
It did get kind of cold at night. Yeah, it was cool, but we are not there right now.
No,
and I'm literally
definitely not.
sitting. My cats are miserable.
Oh, are they really? Ringo's
Yeah.
cold. Ringo just wants a tan. We just shaved him. And he's like, I just want to go outside. He wants to go outside for 2 seconds. And I'm like, it's so awful out there. Why?
Yeah, no, I put the fan towards Anastasia. Like, I just pointed it towards her and she got on her back. She was just lying on her back, like with her belly up, and she was just like, oh my God, this
She's like,
is
make it go away.
great. No, she's like, this is great, the fan. Keep it going.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's been lying on the floor, like underneath the dinner table, because it's, the wind usually passes through there. So she's like miserable. Feel so bad for them, because I'm like, I kind of want to shave them, but you're not really supposed to cut like cats.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like gro you don't have to groom them?
No, they groom
Grew
themselves basically, but
themselves.
yeah, that's why cats are good. Like, they're low maintenance. I just have to make sure they have food and their litter is clean.
Yeah.
Basically, that's it. But yeah, my allergies have been like so bad too.
I only got I have not I'm gonna jinx it now. I've not gotten allergies. Any like little sign of anything, and I'm like, I have COVID. Like any minor in like any minor uncomfortable feeling I have, and I'm like, I'm gonna die. Like it's just like the worst.
It's been crappy for me because like the medicine dries out my throat. It's so dry, like my throat hurts. Like it doesn't hurt like when you have the flu or anything like that. It like literally just sore. It's like sore from like post nasal drip and all that stuff. And I'm
Yeah.
like, I
Ugh.
hate it. I want this heat to go away. But yeah, you guys haven't done anything cool. I haven't done anything.
I
Everything I've done
fucking
is
finished The
super
Wire.
hard.
Oh, you finished it?
I
Wow.
finished it
That's a lot
and
of TV. Wait, how
it's
many
a lot.
seasons?
It was 5 seasons,
Jeez.
12 episodes each. I breezed through by it seemed, with my
Yeah.
puzzles, because I'm doing puzzles now. I'm a puzzle person now.
Huh.
No, I would like to apologize to every person in my life because I have heard it for over 20 years or almost 20 years. I apologize for not watching it sooner. I get it now. I understand why it's one of the greatest TV shows ever made. Like, it is so well written. I was told that one of the seasons was gonna be kind of slow, and I didn't feel that at all. Like, it was such a good show. And it kind of ended perfectly, and it was great. Highly, I know I'm
Nice.
20 years
I
late,
still have to
but
watch
highly
it.
recommend it.
Yeah, I haven't done much.
I start school next week again.
Oh,
Oh,
nice.
nice. Yeah, screenwriting and acting.
School. Oh.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm watching Succession now, which is also another fantastic show. Adam McKay, I think, created it, who did The Big Short and Vice. But yeah, it's a really, really great show.
Yeah, I wanna.
I haven't
Yeah,
watched
I've just
anything.
been. Yeah, I haven't watched TV.
Well, you guys are like responsible adults with jobs. And
Well,
I don't know, like, I have nothing else to do.
we're adults with
We're
jobs.
adults. Yeah,
Yeah,
there you go.
I've just been studying for certification and playing video games.
Nice.
But that's it, 'cause I don't know. I did
I
buy
mean,
like a racing wheel for a video game, and I've been playing that a lot, and it's so much fun.
oh, nice.
I splurged on that. It was really expensive, and
Yeah, treat
Vanessa was
yourself.
like, yeah, Vanessa's like, you never really buy yourself anything expensive. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, you're like, all right.
I'll get this.
You have to tell me twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I didn't realize how much I went out until this whole COVID thing. Like, if you would have asked me before, I'd be like, no, I never go out. But I'm like, oh yeah, I did go out a lot because now I'm like stuck at home and I'm like, oh,
Hey, even for
Yeah.
little
Time to
things.
do stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, just the little things. I
But I
don't,
do miss it a lot.
I don't care, I think, about going out. I think it's the fact that I can't. It's like one of those things like where
Like you tell somebody not to do something and then they
it's like when little
want the
kids
opposite.
like when a little kid's not playing with a toy, but then the other little kid plays with it and then he wants to take it away. That's me about going out. Like, I didn't go out much, but now that I can't go out, I'm like, I want to go out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I would say that for me, it is restaurants.
Yeah.
That's like the only, I mean, it's the only reason I went out in the first place. It's like restaurants and grocery stores. I obviously still go grocery shopping, but now, you know, I'm missing that, like, getting together with people and like, I miss soda and swine. I miss just like sitting there with you guys and like having drinks and, you know,
yeah,
nice dinner. But other than that, I didn't really go out for any other reason. So
yeah, I didn't really go out. I mean, we did go to like restaurants every now and then, but yeah, not really. But yeah, so we're gonna talk about this guy. Not really this guy. It's a topic that I thought would be fun rather than talk about how we're all gonna die.
Yeah.
So Kevin Eastman was a comic book fan when he was a kid, and he liked specifically Jack Kirby. For those that don't know, Jack Kirby is, he basically was the guy who drew all the Marvel comics, that characters that we all like. So Stan Lee would write and create the comic, and Jack Kirby would usually draw it. When Kevin was getting older, he told his parents he wanted to make comics for a living. So when he graduated high school, his dad told him, I'll pay for college, but not art school. Mm-hmm. So they didn't want him to be a comic book artist. Mm-hmm. He didn't listen to them and basically went and went to college. Then he decided to move to New Hampshire. He lived in Maine because of a girl. There he was just working like random jobs. Like, he worked at a grocery store and he was drawing comics on his spare time, trying to sell them to different places. And he tried selling a comic to a local newspaper in New Hampshire. When the people from the newspaper like saw his comic, they referred him to Peter Laird. Peter Laird, the reason they referred him to him was because he was also a comic book fan, and Peter Laird worked at the newspaper as like a writer basically, and he would do, I think he would do like a little bit of the comic strips, and he just did like a bunch of jobs at the newspaper, didn't get paid like a whole lot. And then they met, and basically it was like love at first sight. They were nerding out about comics. Peter invited Kevin to his apartment so that they could keep talking about comic books. And when they walked in to Peter's apartment, Kevin saw that he had a drawing from Jack, like an original Jack Kirby drawing on his wall. And he was just like, from then on, they were just like best friends. Kevin, I believe, ended up moving back to Maine, and they decided to start like trying to create comics together. So every few weeks he would drive down from Maine to New Hampshire and go to Peter's apartment where he lived with his girlfriend, and they would just try to create ideas. Eventually Peter and his girlfriend told Kevin to move in so that he wouldn't have to keep driving back and forth. And then from there they created Mirage Studios. And the reason they called it Mirage, it was a joke because it was their living room. It wasn't really a studio, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah. From there, they just were creating ideas, sending comic ideas to different publishers, like big publishers, and they basically all got rejected. One night they were just like goofing around because they were basically thinking like, you know, it's kind of it, like we didn't make it, like we're just gonna have to give up. And so they, like Kevin, to like liven up the mood, decided to, he was just like, I'm gonna draw something funny to make you laugh, like he told Peter. And he drew a turtle with nunchucks taped to his arm as like, and he had like a pose like Bruce Lee, which made Peter laugh because the idea of like a turtle, which is slow, having like the speed and like fighting ability of Bruce Lee was like funny to them for some reason. So then Peter decided to draw his own version of the same character. And from there, they decided to draw two more, and they drew them together. So one person, every time somebody would draw something on pencil, the other would ink it. It didn't matter, like, because they were both artists.
Oh.
So if Kevin drew pencil, Peter would ink it. And if Peter drew the pencil, then and that's just the way they did things. So then when they made their drawing, Kevin wrote turtle on it. And when Peter went to ink it, he wrote Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
And so that's how it came up. They came up with that idea. Was just out of like goofing off. And they just thought it wasn't going to be anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was just like a joke to them. But then they couldn't get the idea out of their mind. So they started to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
And they decided to... They were like, if we are going to draw this or turn this into a comic book, then we need an origin story. And so they started coming up with different concepts, like villains and all this stuff. So Kevin was influenced by Frank Miller at the time, which in the 80s, like early 80s, Frank Miller was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank Miller, I think at that time, was writing Daredevil. And so... Mm-hmm. The initial like origin story of the Ninja Turtles was that the truck that gave Daredevil his powers by spilling chemical on his face, basically that same chemical spilled into the sewer that they were standing near. And that's what made the turtles mutate into like teenagers or whatever. So in theory, they live in the same world as Daredevil. Oh,
interesting.
But obviously that can't be true because Marvel owns, you know. But anyway, that's where they got the idea from. And so the other thing is that Daredevil, so Matt Murdock was trained by a guy named Stick. And the Ninja Turtles were trained by the rat named Splinter. So there's like the correlation, and he always had a stick with him.
Yeah.
Nice. And then the villain for Daredevil was a gang named the Hand, mm-hmm. and Ninja Turtles were the Foot.
Oh, that's interesting.
So then they came up with the whole story for it. And they wanted to name the turtles Japanese names, but they couldn't come up with any. So they grabbed some books that they had there. And one of the books they had was one about, it would talk about the Renaissance. And that's where they came up with, you know, Leonardo, Michelangelo, Raphael, and Donatello.
Yeah.
From a book they had from Renaissance artists.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so from there they saved everyone, like every penny they had, tax returns, and they got a loan from Kevin's uncle for $1,000. So he loaned them $1,000 to print their first issue. So from there, they like basically they wanted to do everything on their own to see if they can do it. They printed 3,000 copies of the first issue. And then with the money left over, they bought an ad in a comic. I think it was called Comics Buyer's Guide. Basically, it was like a magazine that told you about what to buy and what the value of comics are and stuff like that. And their ad was for a mail-in order of their comic. They ended up selling like, I think it was like roughly like half their comics based on just that one ad. Mm-hmm. And because they sold so many, other shops started requesting comics from them. So they ended up within a few weeks, they were sold out of their 3,000.
Jeez, that's crazy.
So they repaid, like they gave the money back, like the $1,000 they borrowed from Kevin Eastman's uncle. And they printed 6,000 copies, which sold out basically immediately. From there, from that money, like, basically they just kept printing more. Like, so they were like, well, we printed, you know, 6,000, let's double it. Like, they just kept printing more. And the second issue basically sold out right away as well. And within 3 years, they had 9 issues, and every issue would, they would sell more copies of it and faster than the last comic. So they were basically, they were like, one of them, I think it was Peter, he got married to his girlfriend and was like, she was a teacher. And he was like, I'm making more money off of this like joke we made than she is as a teacher. So he quit his job, and then Kevin also quit his job, and they basically started doing it full time. Mm-hmm. Around that time, like after 3 years, like people started coming up to them trying to buy the rights to mm-hmm. their like property, or trying to license their property. And basically they wanted full control of the rights, so nobody would agree to their terms.
Yeah.
But then this guy, Mark Friedman, reached out to them, and this guy was basically looking for like a new franchise. Like, he was just trying to find something that wasn't like well known to mm-hmm. try to sell to like the license to someone else or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he,
just like an investment.
Yeah, he basically had no company. He was just like a guy who would go around trying to find licenses like on his own. And they were kind of skeptical, because I guess around that time people were getting screwed over a lot. So they signed a 30-day non-exclusive agreement with Mark Friedman to find a deal. And if he couldn't find a deal within 30 days, they would just drop it. Like, nobody would owe anybody anything. Yeah. Like, that was it. So Mark Freeman basically went to every major company, and they all laughed at him, and they told him stuff like, green doesn't sell, your toys are stupid, things like that. Basically, like, very upfront, like, this isn't gonna sell, like, turtles aren't heroic and all this stuff. And Mark had a friend, his name was Richard Salas, who had just started working at Playmates. And Playmates was, like, we know it now, but it was like a new company. They had only sold 2 other toys in the U.S.
And those, like, kid cars, like those.
Well, they sold 2 dolls at the time. Like, that's all they had sold, was 2 dolls. And Richard Salas basically went to his boss, who was running the company in the U.S., and was like, we need to look at this as like a toy. And I guess Peter and Kevin had made like a plush. It's like a really ugly plush toy. And it was like giant, like, and they just had it around their office. But when Mark Friedman, the guy who was trying to license them, saw it, he took it as kind of like to show companies, like, this is what we're trying to sell. Playmates were the only company that were like, well, this is kind of interesting, this could work. But the thing about it is that the comic book, if you've never seen it, the comic issues, like the first ones, were super violent.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, they weren't geared towards kids. They were like super duper violent.
Well, I mean, it makes sense because, you know, because Miller was like, someone they looked up to, and his stuff is kind of darker,
So, with that, they basically were bringing people in, like, from around the industry, trying to be like, how can we change this to make it more kid friendly? So that's when they decided to give all of them like different tones of green. That's where they changed their like little bandana things to different colors, because in the comics they were all red. And so then they did the blue, orange, purple, and red, and then they put the the letter, like the first initial of their name on their belt so that kids would know who is who, even though I think that's pretty stupid. I'm sure kids would know based on the color of their bandanas. I think that would have been enough, but
yeah,
as far as marketing, I guess that's what they decided. They took, like, from different things that I saw, like, it kind of made it seem like they took forever to develop these things, and the guy who was making all the changes was taking too long, so they kind of fired him without firing him. Mm-hmm. And they brought on Mark Taylor, who created He-Man. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't know, like, the story about He-Man, He-Man was a toy before it was a cartoon. So I think it was Mattel. They made the cartoon to sell the toy, which was kind of backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Normally, like, it's like the other way around.
Yeah. You make a cartoon, you make toys, you sell toys based on the cartoon. Mattel wanted to sell toys, so they made a cartoon to sell the toy or whatever. And it was a hit. So they brought this guy in to do the same thing. And basically, they decided to make a cartoon to kind of push the toys a little bit, because the CEO of Playmates, who's like, it's a Japanese company, he was just kind of like iffy about wanting to invest more money because they had spent millions already trying to get this out. And I think I saw they had spent like $1.3 million on the cartoon already. And so he really wanted to push this. So I think it was like in 87, the cartoon came out, and it was like a hit. But like right before that time the cartoon came out, they were trying to sell toys, because in order to sell a product, you have to go to like the Targets and Toys R Us and all the, and be like, we're trying to sell this, how many like units do you want to buy? And everyone was saying no, like, we don't want any. And yeah, Toys R Us was like, well, we'll buy 6,000 toys and we'll see how that goes, because 6,000 toys across the country is like nothing.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, I'm like, that's 600, like, I was like, 6,000, yeah. What?
Yeah. And then so Toys R Us was like, we'll do that, and then we'll see how it goes. When the toy came out that weekend, the shelves were empty.
Oh my
like,
God.
There was no Ninja Turtle toys. Uh-huh. They sold out, like, immediately. So Toys R Us ended up ordering, like, 60,000.
Dang.
And basically, they ended up selling out again. So, like, they couldn't keep the things on. Like, they couldn't make them fast enough. So it was basically, obviously, it was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then close to, like, I think it was like 89, Mark Friedman, the guy who basically licensed everything and made the deals, which he did right by the creators. Like, he basically did what they wanted. Like, every time he would make a deal for them, he would give them full control, so they always had the last say on how things would look.
That's cool.
Because it was their franchise, like, they didn't want to lose that part of making these things, you know. So it was like 89, he wanted to make a movie, like a live action movie. Mm-hmm. And Playmates was like, no, you're just trying to squeeze every penny now. And this guy was just like, he thought it would be cool. Like, it wasn't like that he wanted to make more money.
Yeah.
He just, like, it would be cool to make a live-action movie out of this. And so he ended up not going to Playmates and getting funded by a different company, and they spent $13.5 million, which is a small budget for a movie. I guess it was considered, like, an indie movie at the time.
Yeah.
And it got horrible reviews. But it, like, broke every record, like,
that. Like, people still went to go see,
yeah,
it. It just,
yeah,
didn't do well, yeah.
Because it was a phenomenon. So it did well. Like, they ended up making, like, I think like close to $200 million
Jeez.
Off the movie, which they spent 13.5. And so
Nice.
They went through a different toy company to sell toys based on the movie because Playmates didn't believe in the movie. And so that first weekend where they broke a bunch of box office records, Mark Friedman called Playmates and were like, how are your toy sales this weekend? Because they ended up selling more toys because of the movie. So then when they made the second movie, this time Playmates put money into it and actually made the toys and everything. So they were able to cut a deal with them because of the first movie. Yeah. They ended up making like three movies. And by the third movie, you could see like a decline in people being interested in Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
They made a live action TV show, which was like horrible. They added like a girl turtle and like all this stuff, and like it just bombed. So by the late 90s, Kevin, I think it was it was 2000, Kevin and Peter, the creators, weren't really like, everything was more like business, and they weren't really having fun making like the comic, and they weren't really hanging out as much anymore. So Kevin wanted to get out of it and go do other things. So he
You're
sold
talking
it
about like the
creators.
Two main guys.
Two main guys. So Kevin, the guy, one of the guys who created, sold his shares of the company to Peter. And like went off and did his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Peter rebooted the franchise in 2003 and started a new cartoon. Now there's like controversy with it because when Kevin sold his shares to Peter, he kind of wanted to sell the whole company. He was trying to get Peter to sell everything, but Peter didn't want to. And according to Kevin, Peter said he would never sell his shares. So he was just like, okay, well, then I'll sell my shares to you. If you're never going to sell, then you keep the whole thing. In 2009, Viacom approached Peter, basically approached Mark. I think he was still handling the licenses and was like, we want to buy Ninja Turtles because Viacom owns Nickelodeon, and Nickelodeon was kind of running out of cartoons at the time. All they had was like SpongeBob and I forgot what else. Like they were saying, like their series is like all their cartoons were kind of coming to an end.
Yeah, and a lot of their cartoons at that time were focused to like toddlers, like educational television. And so they didn't have anything for that like middle age range, that like, you know, preteen.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
Kind of things. Yeah.
So basically, they were shopping around for franchises. And they just approach about Ninja Turtles. So at this point, they had rebooted. Like after 2003, they had rebooted again. And all these like did well because it was like new designs, new everything. And so that came with new toys and new like movies and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 2009, Peter sold his basically all of Ninja Turtles for $60 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Which, if you think about it, when I tell you right now, there it's not enough.
No, I mean,
it's very little.
I would have thought with what they went through that they would have been like, well, we came this far, so there's no point in, like, you know, selling all my shares in it or my property.
No, this caused like a rift between them because Kevin says that Peter said he would never sell. And obviously Kevin sold his shares of the company for a lot less than $60 million.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin got nothing from the $60 million.
He didn't?
Dang. Yeah. Well, because he sold his shares of the company. Yeah, like, he didn't own it anymore. I know. I still would have given him something, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, That is fucked.
Yeah, but after the $60 million dollars that they bought Ninja Turtles off of Peter, I think in 2000, this is 2009, so by 2000, I think it was like a few years later, Nickelodeon had made like over $400 million off of the franchise.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, 60 million is a lot, but like they ended up making way more money off of it than,
Yeah.
yeah. And there's been some
And what year
other
did he
horror.
sell it? You said it was like 2000 something?
2009.
That's crazy. Because we all knew the value of it. Like we all know how insanely popular
Yeah.
that is. I mean, yeah.
The only thing in the contract that I think is cool is that Peter did add to the $60 million contract that if he ever wanted to self-publish a comic book, he had the right to do it and like make money off of that if he wanted to. So if he wants to
Okay.
like make the comic book again, like he can do that if he wanted to. The
Yeah.
nice thing about the what happened with Kevin though is that basically in 2009 when they bought the and like a year later, like in 2010, Nickelodeon obviously made a cartoon and they brought on Kevin to basically oversee the cartoon, like the direction of the cartoon. He was kind of like a producer or something like that.
Like a consultant, almost. Yeah, I guess producer.
And then he, not only that, but they also had him do the comics. And I forgot what else. But basically, he was making money off of the Ninja Turtles anyway, because he was getting paid like a ton of money to produce all this stuff for Nickelodeon. And I think he's still doing it now. Like, he's still the one, because they just rebooted it again. Like recent, like in 2018 or something like that, and he's still like involved when the
Yeah.
other guy, Peter, is not. But I mean, he's probably swimming in a pool of gold, so
Yeah, really.
I did forget to say one fun fact. Do you guys remember the intro to the original cartoon?
Of course.
Yeah, I
I
think you know
watched it
who wrote
obsessively
it?
as a kid. No.
Do you know who
Wait.
Chuck Lorre is?
Yeah. Really?
He wrote it.
Yeah, so he was
Oh
a
my God, I did
musician.
not know that.
Yeah, I guess he was like a traveling musician at the time. And they needed an intro that was catchy. So, since this was like an unknown franchise, Chuck Lorre thought we need to explain with the song like who these people are. So that's why, like they basically, if you listen to the lyrics of the song, they're basically describing who they are throughout the song, and it has like four phases, and he did that like purposefully.
That is crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah, so he was like a nobody at the time, like nobody knew who he was.
Yeah.
And then every time there's like in the song, there's always like a background little voice that like one of the things he says is like, "They're really hip" or something like that.
Yeah.
That's actually Chuck
That's him.
Lorre's voice, I think.
Oh my God. I did not know that. That
Yeah.
is so funny.
So for those that don't know, he's the one that, what did he do? Big Bang
Big
Theory,
Bang
Dharma and
Theory, Three and a Half
Greg.
Men, Two
Dharma
and a
and
Half
Greg,
Men,
right?
yeah, Dharma and Greg.
Yeah.
He
Two and a
is
Half Men.
like, yeah, he's a sitcom machine, that guy.
Yeah.
He
Which.
really knows how to get that like general public. Like,
Yeah.
even if you don't watch these shows, you could watch an episode and be like, okay, I was entertained. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? Like, you don't. You're still like entertained by the storylines.
Yeah, which
And you're
is
like,
it's
it's
funny
fine.
'cause he was saying like he didn't study that. Like he's a musician. He didn't study like directing or writing or whatever.
That is
Yeah, that's
crazy.
crazy.
You would think that he did study screenwriting
Yeah.
because he's just so good at it. Oh my gosh, that is so funny. I did not know that. Yeah, he man, he did a lot. Like, I remember, I don't watch any of his shows, but I've tuned in where I watch like an episode. And I'm like, man, this show's funny. I mean, like,
Yeah.
even with one episode. Like, I remember a lot of the stuff obviously is in like, when I used to go to the gym, they would play like he I mean, he has so many shows, but like Mom is one of them. And like, or Moms. I don't know if it's like plural. But that's like a really funny show
I
that
think it's
has like
just
Allison
mom.
Janney and yeah, he's really witty. So I'm surprised that he didn't do, that he wasn't like a writer
Yeah.
for a living. Wow, that's so interesting.
But
Yeah,
yeah, that's
I remember when I was working in, oh my God, this seems like it seems like not that long ago, but now after I think about it, I'm like, oh, it was a long time ago. I was working at Nickelodeon in 2008, like 2008 to 2009 is when I left, and I remember them talking about like getting Teenage Mutant. It was a big deal. It was like
Yeah.
a big fucking deal because everybody who worked there grew up with that show, and so we knew what it, and like those characters, and so we were like, this is big. Like, to be able to get
Yeah.
those.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
That is so interesting.
Yeah, I remember being at Apple when they announced. Like, I was working when they announced, and I was like, holy crap, that's a
Yeah.
huge franchise. Like, I can't believe they sold it. It's, yeah,
Man,
it's crazy.
I used to watch those like movies so much as a kid.
I
Like
can
the
recite
animated.
the movie.
I don't remember anything about it. I remember like I watched it obsessively, yet I could not tell you now any storyline. Like, I remember them discovering that the lava was like pizza sauce, and for the rest of my life I was just like, lava's pizza sauce. Like, it's just like, that's all I think about now.
No, like the live action movie, we used to have like those little rewind machines or whatever for VHS. I would like play
Oh
it
yeah.
and then it would finish and I would take it out,
Rewind it.
pop it in the rewind, and then pop it back in. Like, I would watch it so much that my family was like upset at me.
Oh my God, the live action I never watched. I mean, I watched it, but
Yeah.
I didn't watch as much as the cartoons because it creeped me out.
Yeah, the live
I'm like,
action
I
is
don't
the
like
thing that I'm
this.
saying. Like, I watched it so much that when I got married, I was telling Vanessa that I knew all the words to it, and I was like, I wonder if I still like they were, because I was flipping like the cable channels, and it was on like one of the cable channels, and I was like, I wonder if I still know. And I started reciting it, and Vanessa's mouth was just like, oh my God. I was like, yeah, like it's ingrained in my brain. Like, I'm sure I can still do it.
Yeah, Kyle, because that stuff when you listen to it as a kid, as a kid you like absorb everything.
Yeah.
And you don't forget it. Like, Kyle makes fun of me because I still remember Stick Stickley's address. Like, write to Stick Stickley. And I'm like, yeah, because I used to hear it every day as a kid. Or,
Every
like, the 50 states in alphabetical order. I
yeah.
recited them for my mother-in-law, and she was, like, in shock. And I'm like, well, because I learned the song.
Yeah.
And I'll never
Yeah.
forget it. Those little, those jingles just, like, stick in your head.
Yeah, that's like the only movie I think I've ever seen that way, where like I know word for word. And then my family would be like, you know, like all the words, why do you keep watching it? And I'm like, I don't,
It's not
I'm
the
not like,
point. Joy?
yeah.
I don't know. My mother does not understand why people watch a movie more than once.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Because you like it. And she's like, I just don't get it. Like, you already know what's going to happen. And I'm like, I know.
Well, why do you listen to music over and over again?
Yeah,
You've
exactly.
already heard the song. You don't need to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you eat tacos again?
Makes me
You already
happy.
had one. That
That's
would
a
be
little
my argument
different.
to your mom.
Yeah. There is one movie that she's watched over and over, and I laugh every time I tell people this because it's so silly and random. And that is Kevin Costner's version of Robin Hood.
Oh, that's
We
just
used to
you.
watch that. That is like her favorite. She thinks that movie is like the epitome of cinematic masterpiece. Like, she that movie is so good. And I mean, like,
is it because she likes Kevin Costner?
No, not really. No. No, I don't think she finds him like attractive or anything. But she, I don't know why that movie. That's really, it's just really funny. And like, I mean, I like it because it's like Morgan Freeman's in it. What's his name? Alan Rickman's in it.
Oh, yeah, Alan Rickman.
It's got pretty good actors, but I'm like, yeah. But I think it's so funny. I'm like, really? You've seen so many movies, and that is the movie that you're going to like watch. Yeah. But yeah, oh, that's really interesting. I did not know the story behind that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know all the details, but I knew most of the story. But thank you to Toy Galaxy on YouTube and then the Toys That Made Us on Netflix. There's an episode about it.
Oh, I've got to watch that. I still haven't seen that.
And obviously Wikipedia here and there and a bunch of places, but those are the two main ones that had
Dying!
Yeah, the Toys That Made Us for Ninja Turtles is really good if you want to watch it. But it basically goes over everything I just said.
So, yeah.
But yeah, it's fun.
Kyle is right now, I just like, he only watches Friends through The Office. And I am not exaggerating when I say he only watches. Like, the man does not watch any other TV show. And it drives me crazy because there's, like, so many good things out there. And he just, like, watches that over and over. So I was like, you need to change it up. Like, I was like, you gotta watch something else.
Yeah.
So he started watching The Simpsons from the beginning, which he never watched as a kid.
He didn't watch?
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that was my childhood. And so I actually watched.
Speaking of shows that you can quote, Simpsons was one of them.
Yeah. I haven't seen them in like such a long time. And so he's been playing them. And one time when we first got married and we got a hot tub, he moved the TV outside and we both had a week of vacation. And I'm not fucking kidding you when I say that we lived in the jacuzzi and like just watched The Simpsons. So we had like a marathon. It was what FX first like got.
Yeah.
And they were like streaming all the episodes for
like
free.
24 hours a day. Yeah.
Yeah. So we watched it then, but he didn't get to watch much of it. And I had already seen most of the episodes. So I was like, whatever. And then actually, I don't know if you guys know this, but our Sunday dinners that we used to have, that's how they started. It was The Simpsons, Family Guy, American Dad.
Oh.
That's how we like started our Sunday dinners with Christina and our friend Sal, which you guys know.
Sal.
But it was. And so I was like, he told me the other day, he was like, well, you know, The Simpsons are on Disney Plus. And I'm like, yes. That is a great fucking idea. Like, start watching The Simpsons. And I'm like, and you won't get done anytime soon. Because because Kyle works at night, he will watch maybe an episode of two of something. So he doesn't get to watch, like, that much. But I'm like, that's perfect. It'll be a long time. You'll entertain yourself. And I'm like, it's really funny because I'm like, I keep mentioning episodes. And he, like, doesn't know. And I'm like, oh, did you get to this one? Did you get to this one yet? And I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. I told him to get some tissues for Lisa's wedding. Because I think that's one of the, like, big ones. That's one of the, Kyle cries at everything. And I'm like, you are going to sob uncontrollably during Lisa's wedding.
I just have, like, snippets of, like, funny things that I like from it. Like, my favorite one is, like, when they're doing, like, a science project, and the German exchange student makes it out of chocolate.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I begged you to look at mine first because he ate it.
Yeah. Yeah, my one another episode that really stands out for me, and it's even though I love horror, you won't believe it, but it was one of the most like traumatic episodes for me as a kid, was the Treehouse of Horror episode where Bart's in love with this babysitter.
Yeah.
He, like, rips his heart out. I don't know why, but I've seen that episode a million times, but
where she spits on his hand and he doesn't wash it for like days. It even has like spider webs on it.
I think it was like the OCD in me that I was like, oh my god, this episode is so gross and weird. But yeah. So that's
exciting. So good before.
I can't wait for him to get to like
all
the good moments.
Good ones. The Land of the Chocolate. I just thought of that one because I said the chocolate one.
Yeah.
When the German people are trying to buy Mr. Burns'
his like plot. Car.
Yeah, and then they're like, they think Homer's like a good employee.
Yeah.
And then they bring chocolate, and Homer's like, chocolate? And they're like, yeah, after all, we're from the land of the chocolate. And then Homer starts daydreaming that he's in a land of chocolate.
With like the rivers and stuff like that.
Yeah, and he bites the bunny's ears.
Oh my gosh.
So stupid.
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch it.
If you want a really good podcast to listen to, there is a podcast called You Must Remember This, and she talks about normally the golden age of Hollywood. So she'll focus on like a subject each season. And this past season just finished 2 weeks ago, but it's on Polly Platt. And I didn't know about her, but she was like she was a producer, and she actually discovered Wes Anderson. She was one of the first people on the board to create Gracie Films, which did The Simpsons. And so it's really interesting because she was like one of the only people that believed in The Simpsons, and she thought it was going to be like really, really good. So if you guys want to listen to a podcast, I recommend that one. It's really interesting. But nice. Yeah, so where can they find us?
Find us on Instagram at Microwave Coffee Podcast, or email us at microwavecoffeepodcast@gmail.com.
Cool.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah. Stay cool. Don't overheat. Cool.
Wear a mask.
Stay
home. Bye.
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 Stay home. Bye.
Could I get some more coffee?